This is Daim Shabazz. We're at the World Open Chess Tournament. We're actually closing down. I think some of the games are still going on, but for the most part, the tournament is being decided. And I have with me Grandmaster Varujan Akopian, and he's completed his games. How did you do in this tournament?
To be honest, you know, I was doing all right. I was doing good, I could say, but except the last round game, you know. I was in a must-win situation against Grandmaster Ivanov, so I had to play for the win. You know, I could have played a little more solid, you know, of course, you know, and with the classical position, but I decided to attack, and unfortunately, you know, didn't go through. My sacrifices and time pressure, I had no time, so to figure out the best options.
What were some of your better games in this tournament, in case we want to look them over?
Better games, there were some games. I won four games, so the game in the first round was very interesting. It was kind of interesting win with 17 moves with black pieces, you know. So
that was against who?
That was against 2250 player, you know. Against strongest competition, I only had draw in this tournament. Against Hikaru Nakamura, I had a draw, and against Chanda Sandipan draw, and some other tough higher players, I had draws. But I defeated like 2400. It was interesting sacrifice against Florian, you know. It was a good game too, I think. I just sacrificed the exchange for nothing, but it was just, you know, I had a very interesting play on the light squares, so I think that's probably one of the best games I played.
So will some of these be on the chess.fm lectures?
Yes, actually I gotta catch up with chess.fm because I have so many games, you know. I gotta do from Olympia, San Marino, Las Vegas, and this tournament. I will definitely post some, you know. I'm gonna spoke with the people there and just put some more videos.
Now, speaking of the Olympiad, you were in Turin, Italy, and you were part of the bronze medalist team, the USA. Could you kind of give us an idea of your experiences there?
Yes, definitely. And it was a great experience for me. I was playing in the Olympiad first time and representing the United States. It was really great. I really wanted to represent for a couple of years, and eventually it happened this year. And we had a great team, and a couple of guys were just playing in the Olympiad first time, and We were together helping each other, and I think part of the success came from that, you know, helping each other and just be there, you know. So
it's very interesting because I think on the U.S. team you had a few first players there for the first time, but all of you had different styles. Kamsky is kind of a very solid player, the Onishuk, Kaidanov, whereas you, Hikaru, and Bragimov play a little bit more provocative chess. When you all were helping each other, did you have problems with the styles and in terms of agreeing on systems?
Not really. We wouldn't have a problem because, you know, we have to play all types of positions, you know. Like we could play solid position, we could play wild, it depends. Depends what we had to do. Like, you know, good example is the last round game against Norway, you know, because, you know, we play differently. Anish should play different chess if you look at it. He didn't play that solid. He played for the win with black pieces, took some risk. I took some risk with French defense, you know, but it paid off, you know. We had to play for win, and of course Hikaru just played excellent, you know, in the last round to pull up brilliant win, you know. So it was some situations you have to react, you know. That's where the professionals come in, you know. You have to be used to it. You have to be kind of ready to play any type of positions, you know, whenever team needs it, because that's different tournament. Team tournaments are just completely different thing than like this open tournaments, you know.
So in terms of your experience in Turin, could you tell us what some of your most memorable moments there?
Definitely the most memorable was the match against Norway in the last round. We were in a very difficult situation. We were in the seventh place before the last round, and we were quite disappointed by losing to Israel 1.5-2.5, and we thought it's over, you know. But we still kept the courage, and we just thought, hey, we still have a chance. We just have to win 4-0 or 3.5-half, you know. We got a team that we potentially can beat, you know. And that was very important. And Gata made a draw against Carlson. He was better, but he couldn't break through. But then Hikaru scored, I scored, and of course, Anishuk scored the important victory. And my most memorable moment was when I beat the Norwegian Grandmaster, you know. I was the last to finish, and that win gave us the bronze, you know. So.
And who was that game against?
Against Grandmaster Lee. Grandmaster Lee from Norway.
Now tell us something about your activities here in the States. You're a very active player. What is your schedule like coming up in the future?
In the future, I have one more tournament that will start in a week. And after that, it's just basically I live in Los Angeles with my family. I just work out, go to do normal things, and teach, do some videos, JSFM, commentaries of some super tournaments, and professional players. So I'm just fully focused on chess right now, 100%.
Well, you have a website, it's called?
My website is jacobian.com, and it'll have some new stuff coming up right now. I'm going to update it and some information from Turin, Italy, and some of my new games are going to be there with analysis. So I'll encourage everybody to check it out, and it's also information about lessons.
And what are you on the ICC?
ICC handle or rating?
Handle
Scorpion 83 on ICC, and rating is varies, you know, 22, 21, you know. I don't play so much, you know. So.
Okay, well, I'd like to thank you for these moments, and wish you all the best in the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much.